So let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you simply because you thought it not robbery for us to be able to wake up this morning and give us the ability to be in our right minds and to meditate on your word. Father, we thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is the reason that we could be here today to start this call. Father, we want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you as we start our day. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artist Life, which is the vehicle that has brought us all here together. Lord, we want to make sure that we are glorifying you, that we are magnifying you in all that we say, do, ask, and hope, Father. So we turn it back over to you. We leave it at your feet, Father. Know that you will work it out for our good and your glory. So we seal it in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we say amen. Amen and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there? Well, praise
God. Good morning.
God.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone on this master's call this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. We give God glory for you. And I love that tag, treat others as you want to be treated Tuesday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for being the blessing you are. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so excited what God is doing on this, the master's call. And let me tell you a little bit, because I think we do have some new people on, and we definitely give you a special welcome to the master's call. This call started back in 2010 with our two dynamic women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful to God that they said yes to the master. And with that, the word of God was pressed upon their hearts. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we do have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website that you can go to anytime, any day, any hour, any moment, and I tell you, you can get a word there. Yes, all the messages have been archived on this particular website, as well as the bios of our speakers. So go and visit it. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And I'm telling you, it is truly a blessing. Now, the theme for the year, and here we are in our last month of 2018. So let's decree it and declare with the power and anointing of God. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Praise the Lord. Now, many of you may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, and you can do so by greeting as Minister Kai did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which was started by Antonio Diaz de Leon and passed over to his son Alejandro Diaz de Leon and his beautiful wife Elvia. And we have the best products, the nutritional products, the very best garments, the very best skincare. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will definitely share with you about these phenomenal products. And it is now under the umbrella of Artist Life. And We have a new morning motivational call that gives you more information about these products. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Presidential Tuesday. So get on that call and hear about what these products are doing for many around the world. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, some of you, or you may want to share with others that there is a bypass number if you want to hear about these products or even get on this call. That bypass number, if you're being charged by PCS, Metro, T-Mobile, or Boost, that number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And we're so thankful to God that Artis is the Artis will change your life. And I'm telling you, if you let it, it definitely will, because they have the best products. Now, we're going to get out of the way because we have this powerful, anointed man of God who has always been a blessing to the masses. He's always been available to share God's word. He's always made himself available to serve. And he has been with the master's call from the inception. He has been a blessing to the masses. I know across his state, which is Michigan, as well as from the East Coast to the West Coast. This is Pastor Everett Thomas. He is a born-again, ordained minister who preaches the gospel and has been doing so well over 35 years. He has been an assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. I tell you, he is a biblical counselor. He is the founder of and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, which provides the needs of people around his community. He has done concerts, coffee houses, seminars, assisted the elderly. This man of God has even brought church to the tenants in communities in his area. We're so thankful that he is a part of the master's call. He is committed to God. He is committed to his community, and he's definitely been committed to the master's call. We love him. We thank God for him, and I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. God bless you, man of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much for the warm introduction. God bless you, Minister Brenda. And we want to acknowledge you and all that you do to make this a great call. And also we want to acknowledge Minister Kai. Thank you for being such a great greeter. And to God be the glory, great things he has done, he's yet doing in our lives each and every day. We want to acknowledge Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Nessa Weatherspoon for making it possible for us to be here down through the years since its inception in the 25th of October 2010, I believe it was. Yes, it's been a long, long time. We thank God for the longevity of this ministry. Well, I just want to invite your attention to a very familiar scripture found in Ephesians chapter 3, and we're looking at the 20th verse. Of course, you know the King James Version says, "Now to him that's able to keep us from falling." No, that's Jude. We don't get there. But start with Ephesians. "Now to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly more, we've got to ask of him according to the power that worketh within us." And the Amplified Version says, "Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams." Amen. We want to think of this thought this morning of the ableness of God. The ableness of God. Amen. We know that we serve a God that's able to do what he said he would do. We can stand on his word. We can stand on his promise, knowing that he's able to make things happen in our lives and for us. The word able means having sufficient power, skill, or resources to accomplish an object. God, who we serve, is able. And I just want to remind us that sometimes we get to the point that we feel we end this all by ourselves, that things are overwhelming us, and we do go through life, and things do happen. But we want to shift our focus not on the circumstances that we're going through, but the ableness of God. The ableness to God has the power and ability to pull us through, to pick us up, to turn us around, to place our feet on solid ground. Yes, he's able to do all things well. So this is a season that we're living in. So many people are depressed and going through hard times, and a lot of people getting laid off, and just so much happening in our lives today. But I just came by today to remind somebody that God is able. Yes, he is. He's able. Yes, and then go ahead and let me pull up Jude 24. It says he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, the glory, majesty, dominion, power, and strength, now and forever. God is able. Please keep that in mind. Amen. Your circumstances is not greater than the ableness of our God. No matter what you're going through today, it's not bigger than the ableness of God. Don't put God in a box. Don't, amen, limit the unlimitedness of our God. Amen. Keep focusing on who God is. What happened to Peter when Peter started out? He had faith enough to get out the boat and go to Jesus. Of course, Jesus said, come on, Peter, you can do it. So Peter started walking away, but he shifted his focus, amen, from his creator, from Jesus Christ, and start focusing on the storm, the wind, the waves, and start to sink. So if you start to sink, look up and just call on help, Lord, save me. He's there to hold your hand, to pick you up, to open doors for you that no man can close, and even shut doors that need to be shut that no man can open. God is able. Amen. Take the limits off of God. He is so, so powerful. He's omnipotent. And just let him take the wheel of your life. Amen. We sometimes see the bumper sticker and say, God is my co-pilot. Amen. Amen. He should be the co-pilot. He should be the pilot. Let him take over. Let him take charge, because he indeed is able. Let that sink within you. No matter what's going through at this point in time, he's able. I had an accident yesterday. I was going down the freeway, and here was some big object, like a metal crate, just in the middle of the freeway. And of course, that was not something that you see every day, of course. And it just took me off guard, and I tried to miss it, swerve it around, and anyway, I tore it up, tore the car up. But I'm still believing God is able to provide more transportation. It's just amazing how he just guided me off the middle of the freeway without any hurt, harm, or danger. My wife was with me. She's okay. And no other car hit me. I just made it over to the shoulder. I'm just reminding somebody that no matter what you're going through, let God take the wheel. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. So don't minimize the power of God. Don't, amen, limit the power of God. He is able. If you don't believe me, ask the three Hebrew boys, amen, that was thrown in a fiery furnace. They amen, refuse to bow down to the image that was set before them to worship a golden image. And they said, no, we have a true and living God that we serve. We don't going to bow down to that golden image. And if you have to throw us in, throw us in. But we know that God, our God, is able, come on somebody, to deliver us from your hands, even from the fire. He's able. But even if we choose not to, we're still not going to bow down. I just want to remind somebody that God is able to take you through. If he gets you to it, he'll get you through it. Come on, somebody. God is able to lift up your bowed down heads. He's able to give you joy when you have sorrow. He's able to put dance in your feet when there's mourning all around you. You know, people are mourning, but he said, why are you dancing? Well, I know God is able, amen, to give me peace in the midst of a storm. He's able to lift me up from this depression. He's able, come on, somebody, to move mountains in my life. He's able to sustain me. He's able to give me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on, somebody. God is able. I just want to help somebody. They just want to remind somebody that he's able. Matthew 19:26 says, with God all things are possible. Amen, amen. Matthew 22:29 says, he do err, but now not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. He's a powerful God. Mark 14:36 says, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Amen. Jesus knew, had such a relationship with the Father. He knew the power that God had. Mark 14:36, of course, says, that's Jesus saying. He prayed, Father, all things are possible. Luke 1:37 says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So what I'm saying here today is that God is able. He's all-powerful. Nothing is too hard for God. The same power that raised up Christ from the dead is abiding within you. Isn't that what the word says? Amen. He has the power to do what needs to be done for you. He says, according to the power that worketh within you, in the part of scripture. I know we just quote power a lot of times. Now to him that's able to keep us, get back to Ephesians. Now to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Then we just put a period. No. According to the power, come on, somebody, they're working within us. He's given us power, amen, to tread on scorpions and serpents. He's given us power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and we shall be witnesses, amen, amen. And so no matter what we're going through, stop focusing on what the world is all about. We're not of this world. We've ended, yes, but he gave us the power to be the light of the world. He gave us power to be the salt of the earth. So what's going on around us today, if it's not right, I wonder how bright is your light shining? Amen. How salty are you? You can't keep the salt in the salt shaker. Spread that salt around. Utilize the power that God has given you. Amen. He's able. He's able. He's able to use us. For his glory, he didn't call us out of darkness, amen, into his marvelous light just for us to sit dormant. Come on, somebody. The light he's given us is to shine bright. Let your light so shine that when men see the good works that you do, they will glorify the Father, which is in heaven. I just stopped by just to remind us today, yes, I'm talking about me too, God. He is a light. I was realizing that, you know, yes, my vehicle is damaging. It's told to me that there's no way to repair it, but I know somebody that's able to make something happen. Amen. Those same four wheels that he provided for me to drive, as long as I drove that 2006, amen, minivan, amen, he's able to bring another vehicle my way. Amen. So I'm not going to be upset. Amen, because of what happened. I'm just praising God that I'm still standing. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. And my wife is still standing. Come on. Amen. So, you know, we just thank God for amen, the ableness of God, knowing that he's able to do all things. He's able to keep his promise. He's able to move mountains out of your life. He's able. I don't know who it is on this call today, but I just have to help somebody here to realize the ableness, the impossibility, amen, that God has. Nothing is impossible with him. He's able to do that which is seemingly impossible. Am I coming through today? Am I making sense today? So don't let whatever you're going through take you under. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up, because God has not given up on you. Yes, he's able to heal. Yes, he's able to deliver. He's able to set free. He's able. So let me just remind somebody here today that what you're going through is nothing compared to where he's taking you to. Yes, there is a destiny waiting for you. There's a blessings abundantly waiting for you. Amen. Your eyes, I have not, your ear have not heard that what God has in store for us that belongs to him. Yes. God, he is able. He's able. So I just wanted to remind you today, take your eyes off of what's not going right in your life. Take your eyes off of things that seem to have you troubled today, and fix your eyes on the ableness of God, realizing he will take you through. Songwriter says, let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Say, then he went on saying, he's a mighty good leader. Yes, he is. He is a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He will lead you all the way. He's able. I just have to tell somebody that he is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. God bless you. May God keep you today. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, man of God. Thank you so much for that on-time message this morning. He is able. Now you've gone into my praise and worship song, because I love that song. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Thank you again, man of God. And I will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, holy Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you for the spirit of truth dwelling within us. We thank you, oh God, for your healing power that overshadows us. We thank you, Father, for your word, your loving kindness, everything that you have in store within us, Lord God, your peace, your joy. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who have come before us, Lord, with your anointing to remind us that you are more than able to do whatever we can imagine, whatever we can think. You're more than able to do it. And we thank you, Father God, that you're God all by yourself. You're El Shaddai, the Almighty God. We thank you, oh God, for blessing this man of God and keeping him in perfect peace. We thank you, Father, for protecting him from all harm and danger, Lord God, as he was on the highways and the byways, Father God, encountering that accident and incident, Lord God, but you kept him. We thank you, Father, for the anointing, for the angels being around his vehicle, Lord God, keeping him safe, We thank you, Father God, that the vehicle that you had, that he had, Lord God, that you more than able to replace it and give him another one, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, it all belongs to you. And I thank you, Father, for restoring him, for restoring his vehicle, for giving him a new one, Lord God, because we decree and declare that all is well for Pastor Everett and his family in Jesus' name. Anything that his heart desires, Father God, and he's a humble man, Lord God, that just wants to serve you and glorify your name. And we ask you, Father, that you just replenish and restore and overshadow him, Lord God, with your blessings to the overflow. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the Master's Call family. Each individual that's hearing my voice, Lord God, I thank you for blessing them, keeping them, and strengthening them, Lord God. And, Lord, they'll go forth this day, say, this is the day that the Lord have made. We truly will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for healing all those that are going through ailments, Father God, with their bodies. So this day, Lord God, we're decreeing and declaring that Mr. Flanagan, Mr. James Flanagan, is healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, for healing Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and strengthening her in every way, Lord God. We thank you for healing Mother Oliver, Father God, keeping her and strengthening her. Mother Jessie, Father God, that she is anointed and appointed by you, Father God. We call her healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. For Mother Joseph, Father God, we thank you for healing her spirit, mind, and body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing Eleanor Blackwell, Father, as she goes to to a doctor today, Father God. I thank you for restoring her body in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for healing Jerry, Father God, Pastor Everett's sister. I thank you for healing James Ware, Lord God. I thank you for healing John Stevenson. I thank you for healing Mary, Father God. I know, Lord, that all things are possible with you. And we thank you, Father, because you said that that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. And we're standing on your word. We thank you that you watch over your word to perform it in a mighty, mighty way. And, Lord God, those that are going through bereavement in this hour, Father God, we thank you, Father, the Weatherspoons, Father God. We thank you for keeping them and comforting them. We thank you for the Jeters, Lord God, and the Douglas family, Father God. Lord, you know everything about them. And so, Father, we thank you for giving them the strength to go forth, Lord God, even through this holiday season. And we know, Father God, that you have already healed Freddie. I glorify you for what you're doing in his life. And I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. I glorify you, Father God, for being God all by yourself. And, Lord, nothing is too hard for you because you are able. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, for all that you have done. The blood of Jesus is still alive and well. We thank you, oh God, that you have healed and strengthened Artist Life family, Father, in this entirety. We thank you, oh God, for everything that is coming forth, Lord, in this holiday season. And we will keep our eyes on you, the author and finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. I tell you, TMC family, I know you want to share this with somebody. God is able. Yes, he is. He is. He is able. And the playback number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. And also, the presidential Tuesday on MMC is next. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-POUND. We're so thankful, Minister Kai, for you seating and greeting everyone this morning and reminding us that we need to treat others as we treat ourselves Tuesday. We keep that in mind. God bless you. And thank you, Pastor Everett, for that profound message this morning to remind us that God is truly able. Would you please, sir, come back and give us our benediction?
Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly more, we can ask a thing. Able to keep us from falling, to give us peace, to give us power, to give us prosperity. May his blessings continue to flow in your life as well as your family, henceforth, now, and forever. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Be blessed.